From Best of San Francisco DDTV, The Pink Chill, and Didi LaFrag.
Hey, I've only lived in San Francisco for 30-something years. What do I know about it?
San.
Liberals? They're sadistic progressives.
Francisco.
This city is Junkies Incorporated. It's the junkie apocalypse.
Damn. This ain't your phony soy boy San Francisco. This is the San Francisco Dam Zone. San Francisco Dam is a solo psychodramatic performance art storytelling podcasting platform.
Hey everybody, it's Wednesday, September 29th, 2021. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Yes, it's your birthday today. It sure is. Welcome new listeners, regular listeners. I love you. I'm coming to you at night. The dogs are barking outside and people are having fun. Here's your San Fran fentanyl, San Fran feces. Slum Francisco weather report. It's at night. It's nighttime. Nighttime is the right time. Yeah, your daily show is coming to you late. Well, the day's not over, is it? It's currently 65 degrees Fahrenheit. It was a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Native American summer fall day in San Francisco. This time of the year is when we have the best weather, by the way, September, October. Now, you guys, you know I don't kvetch about the impacted Tenderloin District of San Francisco anymore. I think it's passe. Trauma bonding can only go so far. Doing the same thing and wanting a different result, blah. And there's so much news about San Francisco I could tell you, but I'm not because I'm over it. I am. The city is so passe. It's the same thing. A bunch of weaklings like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And then some people who have more of a backbone starting recalls and movements. Not too many of those people. Most of them are, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Or it's not so bad. It's not so bad. It's not so bad. Or other cities have it too. Other cities have it too. But none of that has anything to do with today's show.
San Francisco Dam Daily Truth Bombs. No namby-pamby permission necessary.
This is the process. This is the process. I have transformed this platform that started as a tough love kvetching show. And today I'm supposed to be talking about San Francisco Stars, and I'm not. I'm not. I'm not talking about the San Francisco Stars and the nostalgia and the golden years. I'm not doing that. I'm not. You know, this show is an art project. It's like a performance art, public cable access art project, and it is audio. There are no videos of me being a narcissist. Personally, only a few people I want to see them do a podcast. If I can't see you, then it's not a podcast. It's a video. Like Joe Rogan is one of the few. And my favorite podcaster, I wouldn't even want to see him podcasting. I listened to a guy on YouTube. And funny, he talks about the Sopranos. I know. Sopranos are popular now. All those fatherless Gen Xs, they want a big, strong daddy, sociopathic daddy figure. The Sopranos, Tony Soprano, sociopathic dad. So this guy on YouTube, I was listening to him. I liked his show, never saw him. And then he showed what he looked like. And I'm like, you know what, dude, you should have just kept that behind the curtain. So I think for the San Francisco Dam platform, I'll stay behind the curtain, and then other platforms, people, you know, see me. They know what I look like. But I'm not going to be sitting up in front of the camera on the San Francisco Dam platform. I'm not going to do that because it's an audio platform. It's just going to stay that way. So today I'm supposed to be talking about San Francisco Stars. Here's what I am going to talk about.
We're allergic to free-range, hyper-allergic control freaks.
It's the San Francisco Dam Zone with Didi LaFrag.
And as an artist, when I'm doing the show for you guys, I get into a groove, I get into a zone. It's daily. It takes a little bit to edit it, recording it, then editing the show, then listening to each little clip that got edited, then listening to the whole thing, and then going back. And if I have to do more edits and every day, but however, it is a passion project. This show's a passion project. So listen. The stars I'm going to start talking about will be the sex workers. All the sex workers I've known. And I've known some legendary, like the world's legendary sex workers. I think I met most of the legendary sex workers in the world, except Paris Hilton, sex worker. Yeah, porn star. Porn star is a sex worker. And Kim Kardashian, sex worker. Porn star is a sex worker. Did you guys know that? And I know the woman who coined the term sex worker. She, to this day, is a dear friend. And she's one of the people responsible for being a mentor to me, artistic mentor. Anywho, darlings, that's what today's show is about, that I'm supposed to be talking about that, but I'm really not, well, not today. And I'll be doing that most likely tomorrow. Tomorrow is not going to be as go, go, go as today was. Hell of a day today was. So listen, thanks for being here. I appreciate it. Stay tuned. I love you. Guess what? I'm Dee Dee LaPrack. I trust my vibe. San Francisco, damn.
That's today's episode of the San Francisco Dam Podcast with sexist womanist bohemian Dee Dee LaFrac. Remember to join us tomorrow for another episode. This podcast is brought to you by our sponsors. Head over to sanfranciscodam.com for more sponsorship information. Thank you for subscribing and listening. This is sexist womanist bohemian excellence. It's the San Francisco Dam Zone with Dee Dee LaFrac.